And I just want to add one more thing before we move on, because I know we need to get to the incense. But in Psalm 118, just want to say a little word about the horns. We noticed that there were four horns, and horns in Scripture often speak of strength. And we know that the Scriptures would remind us that the horns were to be sprinkled with blood. That's in Exodus 29. And then, that's verse 12, I think. And then the blood-stained horns pointed upward and outward, and they, on the four corners of, would represent perhaps the four corners of the world that this message was to go out to. But notice this. It says, God, and this is Psalm 118, verse 27. God is the Lord, or God is Jehovah, the God of relationship. Okay? And then he goes on to this. And he has given us light. So in other words, he hasn't left us in the darkness. He's revealed something precious to us. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. Bind the sacrifice to the horns of the altar. And thinking about those horns, there's four of them. So, and it speaks of strength. And I really enjoyed this thought last night. I was meditating about 2:30 last night on this. I couldn't sleep. And I got up and thinking I was all done with the study, and then realized we had the incense to do too. But I really enjoyed this point. The four cords that bound the Lord Jesus. The cords of love. Because we often sing, love bound me to the altar, right? And so that's the first cord. His love. Having loved his own, he loved them to the end. He was a Hebrew servant that said, I love my master, I love my wife, I love my children, and I will not go out free. So love bound him to the altar. That's the first one. The second one that I looked at was the fact that obedience bound him. Philippians 2, verse 8. Psalm 40, verse 7 and 8. And John 4, 34. I've come to do thy will, O God. And I have meat to do that you know nothing of. And so his will, his desire, his meat was to do the will of him who sent him. So obedience bound him to that altar. So love and obedience, and then zeal. Zeal for thy house have eaten me up. And zeal for the things of God. Psalm 69, verse 9. John 2, verse 17. Zeal is the third cord that bound him. And then the last one was the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross and despised the shame. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. So just to set that before us to meditate on, I've got to feed on that a little bit longer because there's some good meat there. But I was just musing over that last night. The cords that bound him to the altar. Cord of love, cord of obedience, cord of zeal, and then the cord of joy. So I just want to leave that with us as we move on to the incense.
That's very nice. So what we'll do now, we'll take a few minutes to look at the altar of incense, and then we do want to reserve some time just to make some, you know, comparative remarks about the two altars. So we'll come back to the bronze altar, but let's turn now to Exodus chapter 30, a couple chapters farther ahead. In between those two chapters, there are a number of details about the garments that the priests would wear in bringing sacrifices and doing other things related to the tabernacle. But in Exodus 30, we are introduced to the altar of incense. So we're going to read two passages. If someone could read Exodus 30, verses 1 to 10, and then I'll give a second passage right after that for someone else to read. 1 to 10 of Exodus 30, please. Very good, thank you.
Chapter 30, verse 1. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon. Of shittim wood shalt thou make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. Four square shall it be, and 2 cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof. And thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. And 2 golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it, by the 2 corners thereof, upon the 2 sides of it shalt thou make it. And they shall be for places for the staves to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresseth the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. He shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering. Neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord.
Very good. Thank you for reading that passage. And then if you would just drop down with your eyes to the end of this chapter, Exodus 30, verses 34 to 38. If someone could read about the incense itself in verses 34 to 38. Chapter 30, verses 34 to 38. I'm going to have trouble pronouncing some of these words, but it's okay. Then the Lord said to Moses, take for yourself spices, stasti, and ointia, and galbanum, spices with pure frankincense. There shall be an equal part of each. With it you shall make incense, a perfume, the work of a perfumer, salted, pure, and holy. You shall beat some of it with very fine, and put part of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy to you. The incense which you shall make, you shall not make in the same proportions for yourselves. It shall be holy to you for the Lord. Whoever shall make any like it, to use as perfume, shall be cut off from his people. Very good. Thank you. So, I'm just going to put together these two passages and then ask for your input. Chapter 30, verse 1 tells us that this was an altar for incense. And in verse 9, we're told essentially that there wasn't going to be anything else burnt in the fire of this altar. So there was going to be a fire in this altar. It was only for incense. And in verse 7, we're told that incense would be placed there every morning. And when he tends the lamps, he would burn incense on it. And in verse 8, he would burn incense on it in the evening as well. And it would be for a perpetual offering of incense before the Lord, an unending offering of incense before the Lord. And the incense itself, we're given details in these verses that we just heard about these 3 sweet spices along with frankincense, pure frankincense, that would be mixed together in equal amounts, and that would be the composition of that incense.